Married to the Mob, get it? This weekend at the movies, we've got a sequel, a threequel, and yes, more animated penguins. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with our weekly look at what the critics are saying in Slate's summary judgment.
Oh, Hollywood, you're so nurturing. If we like something, you make sure we get more of it. And since Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12 made money, well, here's the third installment, Ocean's 13. Yes, George Clooney, Brad Pitt, and their fabulously hip gang of thieves return to Las Vegas to pull one over on an evil casino owner played by Al Pacino.
Everybody said that you would try to screw me.
Yeah.
That you'd done it to every one of your partners. But I defended you. I said, nah. Me and Willie Bank been around long enough that we both shook Sinatra's hand. And there's a code amongst guys that shook Sinatra's hand.
Screw Sinatra's hand.
Screw?
You're dead weight.
Actually, the critics feel the cool vibe and say, enjoy the ride, daddy-o. The New York Times puffs, it's a gas. It's lighter than air, prettier than life, a romp, a goof, and an intentively oiled machine. Variety cheers, Ocean's 13 continues the breezy good times of the first two entries without missing a beat, and the New York Post calls it skillfully rendered fun. And for those moviegoers who enjoyed the bloody gore-fest Hostel, well, here comes the sequel, cleverly named Hostel Part 2. In this installment, more splatter and torture as three young Americans traveling abroad stumble upon a horrific destination. That's right, Luxembourg. No, not Luxembourg. We don't want Luxembourg listeners writing in, but a secret, terrible place where they become victims for hire.
People come here to kill people.
What? Who kills? Oh my God, are they gonna kill us?
Well, not us.
Yeah, it's fun to watch people have a worse vacation than yours, but the critics are split on the latest from writer-director Eli Roth. Even though Newsday finds it savagely witty and The Hollywood Reporter shouts, a bloody satisfying sequel, many detractors agree with Real View's complaint, nothing in Hostel 2 is inspired or clever, simply by the book. And if March of the Penguins and Happy Feet are in your TiVo, well then Surf's Up is made just for you and the kids. This animated comedy tells the tale of a penguin who was born to surf and enters a major competition. Everyone from Shia LaBeouf to Jeff Bridges provide vocal talent.
You here for the surf contest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be watching you.
Really, you'll be watching me?
Well, yeah, from the lifeguard station.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah,
it's my,
yeah.
It's my job.
Right.
The lovable flightless seabirds have done it again. A cheerful and frequently amusing bit of nonsense, smiles The Hollywood Reporter. The Washington Post thinks the filmmakers have infused it with terrific wit and energy, and the Arizona Daily Star says Surf's Up is cleverly told. The film cuts a curl of brisk family fun. Boy, the public just seems fascinated by penguins. Did you know on land, they're far from elegant and often awkward? And to stay warm, they're insulated by a thick layer of blubber. Huh. Wait a minute. I just realized I'm describing myself. Huh.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer waddling through Los Angeles.
I still put you first and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people.